Hello.
Hello.
Howdy, folks. I was late. Zoom was having to log in. Everyone's muted.
Yeah, I was also, I don't know, chasing around a little bit. I don't know, it's tiny, tiny differences now and then, things. You don't know if it's you have to reopen or you will get access.
Yeah, well, my problem is that my machine is managed by my institution, so they decide when everything updates, and they decide that everything needs to update like all at the same time. So it just kind of not only does it shut my computer down for an extended period of time to do all the updates, but then the next day everything's logged out or behaving differently and
And yesterday we
super.
had all the AWS challenge or fun, and so I had not heard anything about it, but I was because we were changing to a new sprint. Updating the Jira, my sprint boards, and suddenly all old done tickets were showing and all new work were not, and it had worked, just an hour earlier. So I was completely, what have happened here? And then, but it cured itself, so that was good.
Yeah, our reliance on technology. I mean, this is a technical project, so we're sunk without our tech.
Okay.
Are
Technology is great when it works.
you as US libraries very also affected? I mean, the most accessible programs are already affected or.
A lot of libraries, yeah, host with AWS in one way or the other. Either they host with it directly or their hosting providers host with it. It didn't impact us, our library specifically, because we do a lot of self-hosting at our library, but the university at large was impacted.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't notice until evening. So, luckily, I wasn't affected.
Yeah.
For us as well, it's sleep in our side services. Folio was an impact, even though EBSCO uses AWS for hosting us. I do know we have redundancy, so I think we are in East and West for our host for our services. There was a few on site things that were impacted, but not much. And I feel your pain, Jeremy. This is my work laptop. It actually does the same thing, which is why it sits on the floor over here.
Yeah. WolfCon, I spilled the beans to Steven that I've partitioned off a section of my work laptop and done a rogue install of Linux, and should have never let that slip because now he's after me to make it right. Okay, I'm gonna share my screen and we can dive into this stuff. Y'all see Atlassian stuff? All right. All right. So here's a copy of last week's notes with some updated dates that I figured we could kind of start on. I was thinking
it might be a good idea, actually, let me think about this. It might be a good idea to start by, we don't have to do this if y'all don't want to, but we maybe could start by trying to actually fill in that that highlights for newsletter section from last week. So we kind of like leave that unfilled out most of the time. But I need to find notes last week. There we go.
So how are we to send out the newsletter? Is that on email or is it...
I don't know if we've gotten that far yet, but okay. I figure... Okay, sorry. No, it's a good question.
Any highlights until we...
Yeah, I'm not sure if we've ever done that. I just thought we could see how this works. Let's just take a quick peek at last week's notes and see if there's anything that jumps out to us as being like highlight worthy. I mean, I have no idea if this is highlight worthy, but shared their top 5 priorities. That's not the word. Is the PC. Then let's see, do they have we
what about the formation of the subgroups? That'd be a good
topic. I think that's a great thing to add. Okay. Formed 3 subgroups to advance their 3 top. Are we calling them goals or priorities?
I think priorities, and probably good to.
I would call them goals. Bullets. I would call them goals to not interfere with the SIG priorities.
I agree, Martin. Yes.
Good. And now that you see that, I sort of think that might be how we were talking about them.
We usually capitalize like the OLF since it's like,
yes,
like yeah. How it, okay. Cool.
Then
anything else?
We'll see a little.
Little C.
Yeah. Isn't?
I think we do big C actually.
Okay.
But
okay. Sorry.
I can find out.
I'll just capitalize every other letter.
Just random caps. With that first note for the highlights, it might be worth in the monthly newsletter kind of reiterating the prioritization, you know, just a little of, I don't know, we don't have to do this right now, but to have a sentence just reminding people that the PC is doing this prioritization project with all of the SIGs.
Yeah.
Project process, whatever.
Would like to include a pitch for SIG station.
Oh, and Charlotte was quite correct. It's WolfCon. We're doing WolfCon with a lowercase c.
So we're doing it wrong. Okay. All All right, cool. All right, we don't have to spend a ton of time on that. I figure if there's something obvious, now would be a good time as we're closing out one meeting and starting on the next to like kind of surface highlights, and maybe we can keep these updated. And then if we ever actually decide to do a newsletter, there'll be some content there for us to pull from. There have been lots of requests. It's come up a lot in the last, I don't know, a little bit, that some sort of communication, like a newsletter or some kind of periodic regular update on like the state of the community would be a useful thing. So, all right.
Maybe it could be a topic where we talked about, so is this newsletter to be sent out first Thursday in the month on email, or discuss the form we want to send it out?
Yeah. Should we do that as a new topic or as a housekeeping? I don't mind digging into that if we want to talk about how we want to handle that. Are you suggesting, Charlotte, that we talk about that on Thursday?
Yeah, because if we are, you can say it would be super nice if we, as follow-up on WolfCon, actually put action behind our ideas. And I'd say if maybe it's better to just get it started, and then we can always make it bigger and more beautiful or something as we work along, instead of putting it up with making it too big of a thing, so we will die out after the first or the second newsletter, and then we don't do it anymore.
Okay. Yeah, we can just address some of these questions. I think, that's a great thing to talk about. And we don't need to talk about it for a super long time, but just to make sure it's kind of... Okay. Autumn, did you update this? You are the next note taker?
I did it.
Okay.
Because it was me who was there. Changes the
order. Awesome.
But we have, I wanted to say that we have the note taker two times, once here in the notes and one note taker line
up here,
up in the participants. So I would say we should, I would prefer letting, this way. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's not the participant that is a note. I would say, participants first. It's not a note taker.
Also, to me, it just I totally agree with that. I think it's because the things that are up here, we don't necessarily talk about in the meeting. They just are kind of like passively recorded. Whereas I almost always feel compelled to confirm after the meeting starts, yes, we do have a note taker. This is who it is. like it almost always gets expressed in the meeting. Okay,
we're still doing an alphabetic turn or something. So I'm next or what?
No, we had this in the calendar. We have this extra column for note takers. And everyone just picked the random slot.
Okay. I forgot about that. Sorry.
Do you have a link to that calendar? I was looking for it, Martin. Okay, are we aware at this moment of any?
I was muted. On the left hand side, it's on the left hand side. Yeah, okay. Further down, one more down. There's this. No, in the in the agenda and minutes section, the first item. You collapsed it on the left hand side, on pages. Yeah. Uncollapse that. What do? No. The one. No, the one with the with the minutes. The one with the minutes. Okay. Border council meetings. One further down, I think. One extra down.
Yeah. This one, yeah.
And then the first item, the first sub item, this one.
Yes. Thank you so much for your patience, Martin. All right, perfect. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So here we have for October 23, we have Autumn Falcon as note taker and Alexis is out. So that's what I put in the agenda already.
Okay, perfect. All right. And so it does, yeah. What I want to see is, yeah, we got these SIG updates right here. And I think this is good, but yeah, we have two SIG updates coming up, but not for the next 2 weeks. So I suppose it'd be kind of short notice to get someone in for Thursday, but next Thursday, do we have any sense of how many SIGs have not updated us? That'd be a hard one to figure out.
I think we had four SIGs coming to us, then MMSIG was the fifth, no?
This is where having both Caitlin and Alexis gone at the same time is not good, because I would be surprised if there was not a spreadsheet somewhere, but
yeah,
I'm not going to find it quickly.
I agree. Yeah, I just figured I'd ask if somebody knew. I mean, it's not an emergency because we do have some on the calendar. I'm just thinking that if there is a list of SIGs that need to get signed up, this October 30th date is wide open, and it would be. So I don't know if anyone here is a liaison with a SIG that they know hasn't prioritized, then y'all can
Jerry,
mention that
next week. The consortia SIG is presenting. It's on the in the column to the left.
Oh.
So they.
So this is different than the SIG updates here.
I think this may be the confusion that also I had between what is the normal SIG updates and the priorities updates. So yeah. I know that the cross-app SIG, Tara, is also going to present the top five priorities.
Go ahead.
It's not clear, or it wasn't clear. It's not clear actually if the SIG updates column is about the priorities or not.
Yeah, I think we're recording the same sort of information in two different ways. That's what I think is happening here. okay, well that's good to know. All right, so then this date is not empty. So that's great. Well,
next Thursday, do we expect Caitlin to be back, or will you probably have the same role as convener again next week? Then you should not be the note taker, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah.
We can
really don't like taking notes, but I would prefer for our government to get its act together and to take notes. But I guess,
Jeremy, how dare you be logical and want something that makes common sense?
Yeah, I'd be willing to take notes if it meant we could figure that out.
If it's useful, I could either do the note taking or I could do the convening.
That might be good. I mean, I guess we could tackle this at next Tuesday's planning and nail it down. But I think either option would be fine. Like I can take notes and you can convene, or you can take over for my notes.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, that means that we have this week kind of open this Thursday. So I think we could turn our attention to some more like internal product council. One of these is okay. All right, just real quick, are we aware of any specific updates, announcements that need to be made? All right. I might come up with some in the interim.
So last Jeremy, last week in the housekeeping section, there was the action items. We had no action items, but now we do have action items. So maybe we want to revisit the action items. I don't know.
Yeah, sorry, my earbuds cut out. So yeah, that's a good idea. So are you suggesting that we do action item review in housekeeping each time, Martin?
Well, we had it there last time, and I think also the week before.
Okay.
But we had no action items, so we skipped it. But now that we do have action items, I don't know how we want to handle that. That's
just I
want to say.
I think this works really well, just to just kind of call out the action items from last week and make sure that they're checked off and stuff. Don't mind doing that. And yeah, we can scroll down there. Again, this is like 3 to 5. Okay, cool. I said that we could do the RMS updates as part of the subgroups. I do intend to have the subgroups created for the 3 working groups.
Todd, when we get to the TC update, so I noticed there's an updated page of the supported technologies, and there's also the PC is mentioned. So the PC probably should be aware.
Yes, and I was not able to be present. Actually, last week, did we have?
If I have it here.
Yeah, Julian posted something in the product concept Slack. Didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, last week there were no TC meetings. Though that update may have come from the previous week.
All right, so for a main topic, just because we got like 5 minutes left, I want to make sure we get something down. I was thinking that it might be a good idea to set aside some time now that these, I think all of our groups will have met. So we should get some updates on how things are going right here. But I thought it might be a good idea to kind of lay out just kind of initial timeline and deliverables, like kind of like nail those down and kind of discuss more broadly what we hope to see out of these subgroups. What do y'all think? I'm open to other suggestions, but that's what occurred to me to dive into.
How is our working groups fitting in with what is subgroups, or is that subgroups as well, but just newly formed subgroups?
Yeah, just the 3 goal subgroups. Just kind of
okay.
Talking about because we had these initial meetings, but. I think we should probably dive into timelines, deliverables, things like that. What we hope to see coming out of these groups, just so we're all kind of on the same page and have the same expectations of these groups and what they should be doing.
Okay.
Part of last week was originally we had a thought of trying to provide charters last week. Perhaps that's part of the main topic this week. Or were we wanting the groups to draft their own charters?
I think we do want the groups to draft their own charters largely, but I do think that there's probably
like that drafting process will probably benefit from like some larger group discussions as far as just to normalize to some extent the charters that are drafted in each independent groups, you know. Working group expectation setting. There we go. That sounds adequately official. And then what do we have here? Updates on active initiatives, working group formation. Yeah, I don't know if we need this section. Okay. Any other topic that needs to be dived into?
We are already at 60 minutes.
What was that?
I said it's already, I mean, if you add up the time slots, it's 60 minutes or it's past 60
minutes.
Oh, it is? It's already, yeah.
Okay.
By the way, the note taker, should the note taker update the time slots according to what we have actually spent, how many time we've actually spent on the topic or
not? Oh, that's a really good question.
I think let's just leave it as sort of a guideline so we know like, oh, we've spent 7 minutes on this. We need to move on. I think it could get tough to like track exactly how much time.
Yeah. I think that those times are
aspirational.
Well, they're guidelines for us to help us manage the conversation. They're not intended to be a historical record.
Okay.
But
all right. I think we've had better agendas in the past, but I think this one is adequate and I think it's going to get us through Thursday. That's what I think.
So the 5 minutes below planning, 5 minutes newsletters topics. We can use that as if catch up, and if not, then we can define the newsletter topics in this group next Tuesday.
Yeah. I mean, another thing that we could talk about, as we have been saying, and we don't need to talk about this now. I think it also makes sense to talk about it later, but we could talk about how we've been doing the SIG priority updates, but we did want to transition to rolling SIG updates. So we could talk about what that transition might look like, but we could also wait until closer to being done with the priority updates to have that discussion. So. But all right, we're at time. I'm gonna try to respect everybody's day and I call it quits here. But thanks so much, everybody. And I guess I'll see y'all Thursday.
Yeah. Bye.
Thanks. Take care. I'll see y'all next time.